Here goes.
Holiday pre-show. Hey, that looks all right, level-wise.
I like the little song.
Thanks.
It's a holiday pre-show. Is that like dog chat, dog town? What was that skit? Dog something.
Oh, dog show.
Was it just dog show?
Yeah, it was just dog show.
All your claps got filtered out.
Ah, nugs. Luckily, I didn't filter them out of my recording. So
I was kind of, you know, counting them in my head, so I knew where, you know, I knew yeah, where
clap,
you were
clap,
going.
Clap, 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 clap.
Dog show.
Yeah. That was, what, Will Ferrell and someone else?
Who was in dog show?
I don't really remember.
Yeah.
Oh, Molly Shannon.
Oh, I remember
her. Nice. Yep.
Superstar.
Did you watch this, did you watch this most recent one?
I did not.
You're still behind, Ray. Did you watch it?
I am.
Which was the most recent one? Adam Driver?
Kate McKinnon and Billie Eilish.
Oh, yeah. I really didn't enjoy that.
The whole episode, or?
All the skits, like.
I feel like, there weren't any, like, I've got to tell them about this standout highlight sketch, but I loved that it, I don't know, it just felt so silly. Like, there was no... It didn't feel like there was any, like, topical humor, no political humor, no, it was just them being goofy, and, oh, Craig, you were going to have a real hard time watching it. As a matter of fact, when I tell you this, you probably won't ever watch it.
Yep. I agree.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Kate McKinnon brought back two guest hosts with her. Maya Rudolph.
I love her.
And?
The worst actress of all time? Well, the second worst actress of all time?
I was going to say, who did we bring? We brought Kate McKinnon on the show to replace what cast member?
Oh, man.
I swear she wrote most of the bits, too.
Oh, no wonder they're not funny.
I don't know that in any way, but
right.
I'm pretty sure.
They didn't do any of her classic sketches.
No.
They did some of Kate's classic sketches.
But not
they
the really
that
good
one,
ones.
Yeah, well, they did the one where she's a creepy cat lady and she has whoever the host is
with
her.
That was maybe one of the best ones.
Yeah.
Her and Billie Eilish doing it.
Her and Billie Eilish being creepy cat women.
Yeah.
Was awesome.
That was good.
Yeah, it was a sip. But again, the music is half the reason I show up. And it's that time of the year. So instead of singing two awesome songs, Billie Eilish sang one okay song and one cover of Last Christmas. And I was like, nope, I'm out.
Oh, why? Just sing your own songs.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't want to hear a Christmas
cover. Only time I wanted the Christmas songs is when it comes out where, you know, you had, what was the name of that song?
I would have loved to have seen that again.
Right? That's that, you know, that cold open where they did that one time. That was amazing. Christmas time is here.
Yeah. Right? The four of them singing that song. Is ludicrous.
Yeah, see
what that. Was that Jimmy and Horatio and Tracy and Chris Kattan?
Yes. And Kattan's just like bobbing his head back and forth.
Yep. And Tracy Morgan's just kind of.
He's like, what, holding the keyboard?
Yeah, I don't know. They're all kind of like barely into it except for Horatio and Jimmy and it's ridiculous.
Didn't they do that
a couple
times?
Yeah, no, really. The only time.
Yeah.
What's that?
They did it twice.
Yeah.
There you go.
And again, if you're going to do a Christmas song, I mean, I would like it to be, if it's not, you know, your song, like, it's a Christmas song that you have made famous, then I'll give you an allowance. Like, if I'm watching a Christmas Saturday Night Live and Paul McCartney comes out and sings whatever his Christmas song is, or
his own previously released material, sure.
Right, same thing, like when Bruce Springsteen came out and sang whatever Christmas song he's famous for, I was like, okay, I've heard this song before, I know that you have... You know, kind of in the same way that even though everybody covers it, in my mind, Wham sings Last Christmas.
Yeah, you're right. You're correct. Maybe they could have had Jason Kelce come on to sing Fairy Tale of New York.
With his brother. Oh, no, but...
And Taylor Swift could have sang the female part.
Yeah.
I went down a rabbit hole of Fairy Tale of New York the other day. I think I watched like 9 different YouTube videos of people reacting to that song.
I was watching, so ever since they put a cap on how many stories I can read of CNN before they kick me off the website and tell me to come back tomorrow, because I refuse to sign up for anything ever if I can avoid it. So I switched over to when my work day you know, news feed. Used to be CNN, but now has been replaced by BBC.
This is because CNN.
I like to get, I like to get a you know, an international perspective on what's going on in this country.
Yep.
It feels a little less biased. Anyway, they had lots of coverage of Shane McGowan's funeral.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp was one of the pallbearers.
Well, that the singing they did there at the service?
Oh my gosh, during the eulogy when they all sang Fairy Tale of New York
amazing.
And then literally danced on his grave? It's amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Yeah.
Like they had the guy who had that little, I don't know, is it Irish flute? Is that what that's called? I don't know if that, you know, the little tiny flute that he, you know, so good.
It was good. I was excited to actually see that. I'm not excited that he's dead, but right. I was excited that I got.
I think they gave him a great send off of, you know, I think he would have enjoyed it, you know?
Yeah. Yes. I agree. I feel like his funeral and memorial were how he had hoped they would be.
Yeah.
Little more sober than he would have liked, but still pretty good.
Sure. Well, I mean, you can't have everyone just completely wrecked during the service or things go badly, but.
Turn into a real life Finnegan's Wake.
All right, we ready to actually talk about this show?
Yeah, ready is a loose term, but yeah, I'll join you guys if you want to talk about what we're doing.
It's slightly after 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
it's time for perspectives. The joke never gets old to me. All right, greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 406th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. As Ian said, your kind of pre-holiday extravaganza here. I'm the only one. I've got KS32. I got Sneaky Beat 15 here. How's it going?
Good.
Doing well, thank you.
All right. One of my coworkers just got back from his Disney cruise, but it was the Disney cruise during the Giants, you know, Eastbourne rainstorm.
Mm-hmm.
So he was supposed to fly back Sunday. All their flights were canceled until yesterday. He said, so he ended up being down in Florida land in the Caribbean for 13 days, saw sun two of the 13 days.
Yeah.
The seas were real bad. Everyone in his family was throwing up on the boat. All their excursions were canceled because of the bad weather.
Oh, man.
I was like, oh, man, this sounds like the worst Disney cruise ever.
Hopefully they were compensated in an appropriate way.
Yeah, they're still trying to get refunds from the Disney cruise.
Mm.
So, sad times. But
yeah.
This is the week of the 20th through the 27th, the last show of the year.
Hooray!
As there will be no show next week.
Next week?
All right.
Back on it.
Yeah.
New year, new show. Well, same old show, but...
I'm like, oh no!
But new year!
New year is true.
In your 7-day, 4-star cruise! Oh, the Titans. Wow, I never even finished filling this thing out. Terrible prepping for this show. On the 11th, I think we talked about this last week. I don't think Ian had tried. You don't have anti-venom in a workable way, right? So you
correct.
Never anti-venomed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct. Both of these fights are don't ask me.
Ah, yeah. So this week, yeah, you have Abomination versus Meh. I think it took me about 7 tries to win that.
Really? I mean...
The game decided that every time he made any kind of move, he would gain like 7 purple.
Yeah, you're
so
doomed.
I got gamma bombed so many times.
Sure. Yeah, it only took me 2, but I got lucky and got a ton of black matches on the second one. And his black does some decent damage, so I was able to pull it off.
Yeah, it just seemed like constantly he was just getting bomb after bomb. Like every time the auto match would happen,
right.
It would give him purple.
Yeah.
And then he got out the yellow ones, the cat right. Donnie ones, and they would just keep healing him up. Like, it never seemed to ever do damage to me. It just kept healing him. And then more purple. And then I was like, that was just gamma bomb, gamma bomb.
Sad time.
Make it stop. And then next week, it appears that we have Thanos versus, what is that, Worthy Cap and a mystery opponent. 4-star Thanos. That's the guy with the sword, right?
Yep. Yeah, it is. That shouldn't be too hard. I mean, who knows about the second one, but...
Yeah.
After they pulled back on Worthy Cap, that should be doable.
Ian, you got a 415. That's pretty
for who?
Thanos.
Thanos?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
I don't remember which power is which on him, but
right.
Isn't the black one where he crosses across the screen with the sword?
I just said I don't remember.
Yeah.
Well, how about if I just take guesses, Ray? Yeah. Will that jog your memory in a way that you will then know?
Which is the power that does all the things?
I have him at a 5-3-5, so I have to assume that his black and his green are his good powers, and you have him at a 4-1-5, Ian, so, I mean, yeah. Seems like you've got a chance.
Okay.
All
right. Tune in next week when we find out that top power was the key to the whole battle.
Do not tune in next week. 2 weeks.
I know. That's why I said next week. Don't tune in to... I mean, just rewatch an old show next week.
Start over at episode one and get to all 300 or 400 and whatever of them before we talk again. You've got nothing else better to do during break for people who get break. Other story things. The 12 Days of Marvel has started.
I've heard of that.
You can get a Cosmo and a Silver Samurai spread across the 12 days.
Oh, I probably need those things.
Yeah.
Can I tangent on the Days of Christmas thing into something that nobody listening is going to care about?
Sure.
Yeah.
Blizzard has totally ruined Diablo 2 during this. They've what? Done this like count
forever or this month?
The countdown to Christmas. So hopefully it ends at Christmas. But for example, I've been playing hardcore, which means if I die, my character's gone and I have to start over. Today's quote unquote bonus, you get 100% extra damage from any power or ability you fire, but all your resistances are lowered by 100.
Oh, that is not good for hardcore.
That means you can't play hardcore.
Yeah, you will just die.
Yeah. So, thanks, but stop messing with it.
I didn't know they were doing that. That's weird.
Yeah. I mean, the one was okay. The one day it was anybody, any mob you down has a chance of coming back as a cow, a revived cow on your team. And that was cute. But
well, it's like if you're wielding the halberd.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it basically gave you that property of that halberd, constantly. But yeah, the nerfing your resistance, like, okay, so now I can't play. Like, I logged on and in normal I had negative resistances, so I'd be taking extra damage. Okay, nope. I can't play hardcore. Thanks.
Yeah, no bueno.
Anyway, I'm sure MPQ's, you know, lead up to Christmas is way better.
Yeah. Right now, Unstable ISO 8 is running. That'll get you a Jeffrey, a Moon Girl, some Hunter Shards, placement is Silver Samurai, and some Loki. Cosmic Chaos will then run Hulk, Samurai, Loki. Placement there is Mr. Negative and some Kitty. In the back of life season, the rewards in the simulator are Torch, Daredevil, and Moon Girl. Right now, the real McCoy is running for Beast and Baby Groot. Placement is Rogue. And He Who Must Not Be Named Anymore.
Right.
Because he's been fired.
Isn't that Voldemort?
Fired by Disney.
Well, just Jonathan Majors. Kang's just fine.
Yeah, they took him out of the movie title.
Out of the movie title?
Yeah, the Avengers 5 was supposed to be like the Kang Dynasty. Uh-huh. They have they renamed the movie and said, we will think up a new title. Currently, just now, please call it Avengers 5.
Oh.
But why can't they just replace
Kang? So they're not
Kang?
Even sure if they're going to use Kang moving forward.
Right, it sounds like they might, you know, replot the MCU now.
Oh.
Or they could just put a different actor in and say, you know, different Kang. Right.
I didn't see Quantum Mania, but didn't Quantum Mania teach us that there are unlimited Kangs?
Right.
Well, the Loki TV show taught you there's, you know, all that stuff. Yeah.
Well, I feel like with their awesome multiverse and cool time travel, this is a real easy problem to solve.
You would think, especially since if you went to like the default Kang, where Kang's a blue skinned alien, you could really have any actor, you know, have a CGI blue face.
I mean, why don't you just pull Johnny Depp out of the movie, throw in a different actor, and pretend nothing happened?
Sure.
That's what they did in the month. I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah, Dumbledore does some stuff with creatures and Fantastic Beasts.
There you go. Oh, that thing.
Yeah. Just yank him and say magic.
Yeah.
Why does he suddenly look like Mads Mikkelsen? Magic.
But yeah, this one's easy. Why does he not look like the old Kang?
We grabbed a different Kang.
Different universe.
That one died. Yep.
I don't know. But yeah, there you go. In the news, last week, I think we talked about the support shards system. Apparently, there was a bug there where some players may have noticed that support jackpot shards may not have been triggered in line with how character shard system works. And the parity was the intent of the system implementation. So That has apparently been fixed in patch 293. But if you feel like you did not receive or receive the incorrect number of jackpot shards, if you contact customer service and let them know where you feel slighted, they can go back and look at your rewards that you got. Right. And if they feel you are correct, they will credit you with such shards.
Sweet. Thanks, guys.
The other thing is a patch 293. We got a clue, Ian. Are you sitting down?
Holy smokes. I am, but let me put a pillow under me. Give me
seems like forever since we've gotten to release a clue before
right.
the characters actually come out, because they keep releasing them, like, in between our shows.
Right.
The clue is never alone.
Oh.
So I'm going to go with, this is where we get Jamie Madrox.
Yeah.
He's never alone. Right. He's always got more of himself.
Is that Multiple Man?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he had a real name.
Yes. That's what I'm going for. That's something to hope for. I'd be happy with a Madrox.
What is the more likely answer, though?
Ugh.
The more likely answer is 3-star Legion, 5-star Legion.
No, we're due for just a 4-star.
Ooh, Multiple Man it is.
There you go.
Right? Because we just had the 3- and 5-star Hunter thing.
Oh, right. Right. Absolutely. Midnight Suns.
Yeah. So the Midnight Suns have taken over MPQ, it says. Check out exclusive costumes and rewards. There are Winter Wonderland vaults. Pull things from there to your heart's content, it says. New Year's right around the corner. Log in for an awesome reward. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be Legend. Wait for it.
Dairy. Nice.
And then it says the reality season is in full swing. Get yourself to the top of that leaderboard to end the year with a bang. Instead of bang, bang. Bangity bang. Instead of bang, bang, bangity bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
I'm going to have to line that up in post.
anything else in the news?
Not news per se, but earlier in the Discord, Ray, you were having a conversation with Sluggo, and I need to know what a Sag is.
It just is the kid's way of, in like Twitch chat, of saying I was sad. But instead of saying I was sad about that, they said I had a Sag.
That seems like a longer way to say the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Or a super way to say, I guess Ray and I aren't friends anymore. That was really sad.
I've been hanging out on Twitch a little too much.
I was having a
Sag. He was having a Sag. We're doing it live.
I'm with you. I was sad when I watched Saturday Night Live and there was no Colleen Rafferty.
Yes.
With her dong hole and her wrong hole hanging out.
That skit is funny.
That skit. I mean, there are a couple that aren't as good, but they all are funny.
Yes. Yeah, that does make it true.
And yeah, Kate McKinnon being back and they didn't do it. I was like, aw.
Oh my gosh. And Samurai is correct. The weekend update, Che and Joe's joke swap.
Oh yeah.
Whew, Craig.
Is this the yearly one where the other one where they don't know what the joke is?
Yes.
Oh, those are gold every time because Che writes some beautiful jokes to make Jost read.
Oh, Jost brought it this year.
Ooh.
Jost finally brought it. Che's always better, but Jost actually made him squirm in his chair a little bit, and it made me happy.
Because usually you get the ones where, you know, Jost starts to read it and has to stop and kind of look off the screen and be like,
this was,
really?
There were special guests. There was a joke that was so... So every time there's one that's just so good because, yeah, it was excellent. You should
I'd have to check that out.
Ask the internet for that.
All right. Yeah, I just got to catch up for that episode. Like I said, I'm still a couple behind.
Right.
All right, let's move on. This week, then, on It Is Always Sunny in Xandar. Wait for the music. Razor replaces Eugene with a Puck.
All right, let's talk about Puck, Eugene Judd variety. 4-star red, green, black character. See what this feller from Alpha Flight's all about. He's got a Slapshot ability, which costs 6 red AP. It deals 324 damage. If there are 2 or more friendly black protectiles on the board, it also stuns the target for 1 turn. That damage goes up to 3,552 damage. Let's see. Spin to win. 8 green AP. In sequence, rotate the surrounding 8 tiles of three randomly selected tiles in the same row, adding 148 damage whenever Puck makes a match.
The comments broke in there for a minute.
What's that? Yeah, it was just silly. And it deals 736 extra damage whenever Puck makes a match. Inner Demon, 6 black AP. Create 2 strength 11 black protect tiles. If Puck has less than 50% health, he creates 4 instead. It's got a passive component. When damaged for over 15% of his health, the demon caged within Puck is briefly released from its prison, destroying a random row of tiles and dealing 333 damage to the enemy team.
That'll learn them.
What's that?
I said that will learn them.
Yeah. All right, let's see. At the maximum level, it creates 3 or 5 strength 69 black protect tiles. The passive component will then deal 2,993 damage to the enemy team. So, I'm not even going to ask, because I think I've solved it, and I can't imagine anybody uses this guy. Now, the low cost is appealing, and if for no other reason than they feed into one another and they're the cheapest, he's got to be a 5-3-5. That green ability is super unique, but so unbelievably stupid.
The internet totally agrees with you. I personally have him at a 4-5-4, which is exactly what Craig has him at, which means I'm probably wrong.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed that the black and the red make each other better. They're both only 6.
Yeah.
And I just don't have the ability to look at the board and know that I could effectively use spin to win in some way.
No.
Rotates the 8 tiles, the surrounding 8 tiles for the 3. Oh, no, they're randomly selected. What's the... I mean, that is just... I mean, I like the power because it's clearly just a power to make Craig sad. And Craig's tears help me de-age. So, but God, what a dumb power. Just doesn't do anything. It doesn't seem to. Nothing that I can comprehend. I could just be a dumb player and blaming the power.
Tumble across the screen, so I think it's got that form.
Yeah, I'm sure it's got great graphics. It does shuffle the board, and, you know, sometimes you're in a pinch and you just need things to be in a different order. So it's not totally without merit. It just seems silly. So, yeah, that's my declaration. 5-3-5, and that's where I'm going to live. That's Eugene Judd, better known as Puck from Alpha Flight, probably Gamma Flight as well. Who knows? Heroes. I don't know what a Heroes is, but he's on that show. Not the one with the kids and the cheerleaders, but I think that just might be one of his tags as Hero and Alpha Flight.
Save the cheerleader. Save the world.
Yeah. That was a good season or two.
That first season was stellar.
Yeah. So I said it was a good first season or two. I think I remember the second season fondly, too. Mm-hmm. I think season 3 is where it started to come off the rails.
It was all gone. Yep.
Yeah.
Hero Nakamura. Yeah. All right, let's move on. Acting, thank you. Ian, who we got?
Oh, this week we have none other than world-famous chocolatier and, you know, Fremen and spice junkie, Timothy Chalamet. So, let's see, last week was me, so that means today is none other than, you guessed it, Ray.
Uh-oh, really? Wow, I thought it was going to be Craig. This is totally on looks, although I think Timothy Chalamet could play this role. I don't think this role is that big of a stretch for any actor. But when I look at Timothy Chalamet in some of his more recent stuff with his hair and stuff, this is totally on looks. I think The Beyonder. So that's what I'm going with, The Beyonder.
Wow. I don't know why I would have seen that coming, but I definitely didn't. So much so that I am going to Google who the Beyonder is.
He's the character that Spider-Man teaches how to poop.
I'm trying to find the image that really made me think of Timothy Chalamet. I can't find that exact image, but...
But anyway, I see it now. You've won me back. Craig, we need you.
All right, so I'm going with a theme... Also, with going with the clue from earlier, I think that he comes off as Multiple Man.
Oh, I can see that.
I think they bring him into the MCU. He's Jamie Madrox. Bickety bam. There you go.
Huh.
You know, they're gonna be putting mutants into movies now, so, you know.
Right. I don't need to look that one up, But I'm also like, I didn't see that coming. But I'm like, why would I see that coming? Maybe I'm just trying to say that they're both different than what I had anticipated, or at least the direction that I went.
All right, what do you got?
Because we seem to be really moving forward with the Young Avengers concept.
Mm-hmm.
I figure by the time the Young Avengers are pieced together in some sort of cinematic format, the 9-year-old child that they have playing Billy Kaplan will need to be a little bit older, like Timothée Chalamet's age. So Timothée Chalamet will be Wiccan here in the upcoming
interesting
Young Avengers.
So
situation.
What I do is I go through and I have some ideas and I write, I type them in next to the guy's name, and I ended up going with Beyonder. But Wiccan was on my list. So
yes, we're friends again.
I'm having a Sag.
Oh man,
that seems sus.
It does. But that's normal. Like, I would understand if you said that. I literally had to ask. I was trying to sound it out. I was like, does the E at the end of the word make that a long A? Is it a sage? I was like, but English is just kind of made up. We just slap things together. There's no hard, fast rules.
So
curse you and your internet. Anyway, that was pretty good.
Yeah,
I like this one. We did well.
So I have to say, I'm trying to get MPQ to work. It had to update, and then it crashed, and it's working again. But
nice.
Now, of course, since it's now working, I'm getting all the offers, right? The number of offers coming out on this game has skyrocketed. And also, if you need some hero points, man, there is one in there for $20. You can get $60 worth of hero points. And then there's another one that just came out, which is like 3 covers for America, 525 shards for Daken Wolverine, 525 shards for Deadpool, and 10,000 hero points. It's it's $55, but that is a ton of hero points.
That is a lot of hero
I'm just
points.
Saying. There are some deals. If you're looking to spend money, now might be the time, you know.
I would say if you're looking to spend money, become a patron of this show.
Well, that's true, too.
So, Ray, are you saying that the new marketing team at Broken Circle does not include Jimmy McMillan because the number of ads is just too damn high?
It's pretty high. It is pretty high.
Ian, who is our next celebrity person?
The next celebrity. I apparently have failed at this earlier, so I'm going to try again and say that it's Giancarlo Esposito.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's how you pronounce his first name. If I'm wrong, I apologize and am interested in learning how to pronounce it correctly.
Yeah, I think it's Giancarlo.
And I'm sure someone will post a clip of him saying his name aloud in an interview. Yeah.
Say my name.
But anyway... So, yes, as we were talking about earlier, Stan Edgar / Moff Gideon or...
/ the Magic Mirror.
Oh, the Magic Mirror or Gustavo Fring, man of many parts. Bad guy from Revolution.
Wow.
Kid from Sesame Street.
He was in Taps. Let's move on. Willie, what's in the mailbags?
Several responses this week. Many of them on the same topic, but let's start.
Did they all want to hear all the powers of Hunter all over again?
That comes up later. So RMF Nord over on the subreddit said, FYI, that method of defeating food allergies totally works, and I used it myself to get over my iocane powder intolerance. That's a winning statement right there.
That's right.
Asceticist says, caution, they really do read through all the ability text, all of it, for all of them, bring popcorn, and a bedpan. If you think you can cheat by listening in the bathroom, don't do it. After the first several hours, a concerned citizen will call the fire department for a rescue attempt, then you'll have to replace the bathroom door. It's just not worth it. It didn't take that long. It was within an hour. It was fine. Jeff Duggan.
Hey-o.
Said
it felt that long.
Said, Craig, you cannot be more wrong about the Marvels. Granted, that the plural of anecdote is not data, but everybody I saw it with enjoyed themselves immensely, and Muniba Khan, I don't know who that is, but Muniba Khan steals every scene she's in when Kamala Khan isn't busy stealing them herself. Ian, I think you will enjoy this movie, and I'm not surprised in the least that Craig didn't enjoy it because he doesn't seem to enjoy fun.
Oh, that second planet was just the worst.
It sounds, yeah, it's true. He does continue to say, I'm kind of sadistically looking forward to when Hunter is the featured character of the week and Ian has to cope with her powers. That said, I don't know what I'd be able to do. I don't know that I would be able to do much better. I'm working a bit with my 8-ish cover version of Hunter to figure things out, but I don't feel like I've gotten any control over which power is active yet. And he says it's easier to push toward dark points than toward light points. Well, I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah, I mean, the dark side's always easier.
Yeah. Pi McLeod says, agree on the Marvels. It's a fun movie all around. Just like the comics, some are dark, some are gritty, but some aren't. Some are lighthearted, some are just for fun. I think there's room for all of the above in the MCU as long as one doesn't dominate the other. That's a good way of looking at it.
I mean, I would have enjoyed it more if there was less Carol, less Monica Rochambeau, and more Kamala Khan.
I can't comment. I don't know how much there is of each. I haven't seen this thing yet. Yeah. So. However, we did have a comment from Bram Magnus, who says the Marvels was fun, but it wasn't exactly good. For what may have been the first time, I kind of agree with Craig.
Oh, you're in trouble now.
The first third was fun with the power swapping, but then they started trying to explain the plot and gaps in the writing started to show. From what I understand, there were massive reshoots. There were internal continuity issues, I can read, glaring enough for me and the wife to pick up on. We are easy to sell on MCU stuff. We shouldn't leave the movie with the questions like, wait, why did this happen? When did she change? What was she when did she change? What was she wearing? Is that how the sun works? I don't have any idea what happens in the sun, but...
Yeah, well, they'll tell you. Yeah.
Also, did they really need to do Operation Vacuum Suck with a straight face?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
You know when Spaceball 1 shows up and turns into Mega Maid and sucks the atmosphere?
Yeah.
It's gone from suck to blow, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That they do that again in this movie.
Okay.
Suck the air right off the planet. Ugh.
And finally, over on the D3 forums, T. Deja Author surprised me with this one. He says, why did we get the Hunter, a character no one outside of Midnight Sun's video game knows, when Dracula is right there?
That's what I mean. He's in the movie. Like, he's in that video game. Just give me Dracula.
And the reason this surprised me is it wasn't about Batroc.
No. Right.
That is surprising.
Well, that and how does that work exactly with Dracula? Is he public domain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dracula's, what, 150 years old or something? I mean, I don't know when...
I have no idea.
When did Dracula come out?
I don't know. I didn't know Bram Stoker still got a cut of every time someone said Dracula aloud.
Let's hope not.
Well, his estate, maybe. But unless he is, you know, Dracula, in which case he is still getting a cut of all that.
All right. Well, there you go. That was what was in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Nice.
Now I got one. I'm curious. You look it up.
Now, or are you going to introduce the next segment?
No, I was doing it now, but you know, if you want to move along.
While I'm talking and you're bored, then you look it up.
All right, where are we at? Oh, once again, then I am Hans,
and I am Franz.
We just want to pump.
And we just want to pump.
You hey, speaking of this, real quick. So on the Dana Carvey David Spade podcast, they had Arnold Schwarzenegger on, and they had a little bit about how Hans and Franz came to be, and you know, and such. It was good.
Nice.
Now, apparently there was supposed to be a Hans and Franz movie that Arnold was involved in as their long-lost uncle, which failed to happen. But
okay.
You know.
During the podcast, did he bring out the same donkey that he brought out for Monday Night Football with the Mannings?
Well, since it was just an audio podcast, I don't look at any donkey.
I don't know.
Appearance.
Lots of people have your video components to their podcast on the internet.
Hey, so Dracula came out in 1897.
Okay.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I don't know what copyrights are like these. But anyway, I'll tell you about the boosted characters, because it's looking like it's nice and trim this week. Because once again, all the three stars except for one are characters that I One of them, I don't know how to say this without too much guilt, but like I had to look at it so many times because I had no idea they were a character. Because I was feeling like nervous because I was like, all right, I don't know what the High Evolutionary does. I don't know what Omega Red does. I definitely don't know what Spider Rex does. And I'm like, oh, Spider Gwen. I know what she does. She does kick out the jams. And then I was like, nope. This says 3-star.
Yeah.
There's a 3-star Spider Gwen in this game.
Yep.
Was that during the blur where every like 6 to 8 minutes they'd release a 3-star and a 5-star and one was a Venom version and one was a Spider version?
I'm going to say
yes.
Or was
she her own thing? Or was this when Miles came out wearing leisure clothes for some reason?
I think it was pre that. But yeah, it was in
Holy
that blurry
Majoli,
phase.
It blew
yeah.
my mind finding out Spider-Gwen was in this game at a 3-star level.
Ian, I'm going to have to go with you on this one because now that you bring it up, there's a 3-star Spider-Gwen.
Yeah. Because that tells me that there's a 5-star Spider-Gwen somewhere. Is that accurate?
It is, if I'm remembering correctly.
What is going on? Where am I and what's happening? My mental capacity is diminished. Let's talk about Vulture.
I think this might have been the beginning of the Venom 5-star, regular 3-star, because it's Spider-Gwen Gwenom. That's the 5-star.
Oh, right.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yuck. So, Vulture's... as long as you have that green countdown tile on the board when he takes off, going to do boosted amounts of green AoE, and then the hybrid tech slicer will also do some increased damage. Main event Hulk. He's pretty cool. He does stuff. He does a ton of gamma power bomb damage, and some of those yellow countdowns also deal damage. Lockjaw, what's that guy up to? More green damage. His Royal Escort has a variety of different effects and more damage if the enemy matches one of your special tiles away. Good old Nightcrawler. Everybody's favorite. Nothing about Bamf, and then more damage and more damage when he is everywhere at once and on his guard. Rogue. What's Rogue doing? Tons of damage with Power Siphon. And good amount of damage with her red. Yondu. He's a guy. He does some stuff. His blue does more repeater damage and then more repeater damage, better strike tiles, and more health restoration with his parachutes. All right, lastly, but certainly not least, let's see what Adam Warlock's up to. These are the 5-stars. Restoring more health with his yellow and more damage with his trap tiles or health restore with same trap tiles. I don't know any of the 5-stars. Havoc, I remember him. Green AoE, it's doing stuff. His red... ability is doing more damage as well, and absolutely more damage from his blue. Samurai Dakin, the master of Yato, dealing extra damage, bigger strike tiles, more green damage, more green healing, and the conditional triggered damage with his Lawless Warrior is higher. And finally, 5-star Yelena Belova, she up to bigger red strike tiles, dealing more red damage, more trap tile damage with her purple, and more AoE with her green. Let's see, Samurai says this week it's all about main event Hulk and Adam Warlock. Try to see how much damage you can deal with one power bomb. Post screenshots in the episode's thread on Reddit or in the D3505 forums. Sweet.
I was just showing you all concise. The football-themed graphics on the left, and somehow I am also astounded that Josh McCown's son is playing up against Chad Pennington's son in a bowl game.
Yeah!
Man, I
That's
am old.
That's weird to me as well. Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of... Yeah, I didn't need that, because I think about that often. Whenever I see children in the NFL of players who I've watched play in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't need to see... Like, next year, I don't need to know that Marvin Harrison's son is already playing professional football.
Hey, you already got Joey Porter Jr.,
Yeah, Joey Porter Jr. is out there right now.
I mean, I very much enjoy Tommy Cutlitz's agent there, as long as the Notre Dame Leprechaun. I like that.
I thought he let that guy go. I thought he
no. They just had a slight disagreement about the pizzeria incident, but apparently they've made up. And
okay.
So, and you got Mason Rudolph holding. What is that? Is that a durian fruit? Is that a jack? What's he holding there? I don't know.
Jackfruit.
Yeah.
Apparently,
jackfruit.
He says.
Oh, it's jackfruit. Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
So anyway, listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks as always to Mystified.
Ian, can you hit me up with a cold, yes, refreshing pop?
Yes, let's talk about some pop, pop.
Pop, pop!
There we go. So, this week, much like last week, I went in prejudiced against these guys. They're not so bad. They're certainly not good. But let's talk about P1 Harmony. So,
1, 2, 3, 4.
They've got 6 members, which is too many. They've got a letter in their, or a number in their name. Strike 2. They're a boy band. Strike 3. So I'm going in this way down. And, you know, they're totally adequate. They sound nice, dance well. Choreography was great. The music videos aren't as entertaining as I found some of the other K-pop bands can be. I mean, they tell some really exciting stories or put together a little mini movie. Although apparently these guys came into being through the film P1H, The Beginning of a New World.
Wow, that's
so weird. Yeah, apparently they go to great lengths to introduce a new K-pop band in Korea, whether it be reality show or movie or hiding them as contestants in fake reality shows.
That clip that Ray just posted there, man, that song is perfect for the background music and a montage. Like, if there's a montage going on the screen and this is playing in the background, I'm down.
I do apologize. The volume on that clip is a little high, but there is a volume adjustment thing that you can use.
So. No, you are right, because every time I'm trying, so as I'm learning these new skills during my montage so I can show you how I defeated the final boss.
I jump.
Yeah. Yeah, jump. And then I have to do a new task. And then I jump. Yes. And then I'm doing a new task. See? And then I get beat back down. And then I jump back up. Yeah, I like that.
I mean, that song is great for look, I'm learning how to fight montage or something. Like, they could put that new Karate Kid movie that's going to have, the Karate Kid in it with Jackie Chan.
I have to tell you that to me, it is a montage. I agree with you about the montage bit, but to me, all the characters in whatever movie is doing this have to be like sped up, moving at like triple speed during the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, whenever, Daniel's son trains somebody to go fight Jackie Chan's, whoever, that's the level up song, you know, after they need to get ready for that big fight at the end.
Do you know where this song is going to take off? Mm. Sorry, now you have me placing it in all sorts of things. So, I know it's not anywhere near finished, but again, what a great combat montage for Super Mario Brothers Movie 2.
Ooh.
When they're pounding on a bunch of Koopas, and this is playing in the background.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, that plus would it'll make be a good song.
Yeah,
for...
it'll make it like a nod to Jumpman.
Yeah.
Nerds will like that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I like that. I like that. Yep. Thank God all of Hollywood executives listen to this show weekly, so they're going to steal this idea.
Thank God Craig and I are the two worst pitchmen on the planet. Have you seen the movie Elf?
Yes.
Yes. You and I are Kyle Gass and the other guy who are like, so picture this tomato. And he's got an asparagus friend and he feels anxious about how his pee smells.
Is he having a sag?
He's totally. The little tomato's feeling totally sad. Or he's having a sag.
He's having a sag.
I don't know what the kids are saying these days. That's why I hang out with Ray, so he could keep me hip and plugged in.
That's good.
Nonsense. Yeah. So, let's talk about, I'm still sticking with my seasonal beverages, because let me tell you what I found at TJ Maxx / Home Goods.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, I was pumped. Because I'm like, not Kool-Aid Man pumped, but close. Because I found some, I often find interesting beverages at the Max. So, not that I go there that often, but when I do go there, I often find unique beverages. This one, not what I would call good, but it's from the Reading Soda Works Company, who I've talked about before on this segment because they make a fantastic sarsaparilla. So I thought I would give their this beverage a try. And when I tell you the title, Craig's already disgusted, and Ray is probably a no thank you, but they make a strawberry mint and lemongrass sparkling soda.
No thank you.
That's
like the flavor
of
something
mint.
You find at a health food store. Like, no?
Nope. Kind of. The mint is what really kind of tanks it for me, because I like the sweetness of the strawberries, and I like the lemony less of the lemongrass. And then mint shows up, and you're like, Matt, you just ruined all three flavors. you ruined yourself by being mint, and strawberry and lemongrass both got torpedoed.
Yeah, I mean, strawberry lemon sounds better.
Right. Yeah. Strawberry lemon does sound better, but mint, no bueno.
Hmm. Preaching to the choir.
So is that what it was actually called, or did it have like some fanciful name?
No, it's just called strawberry mint and lemongrass sparkling botanical soda. Ooh, strawberry lemonade by Sunkist. That sounds A-okay. That I would drink and be happy about.
Yeah, strawberry lemonade is all right. There's nothing wrong there.
Oh, sorry. This reminds me, because I'm thinking about, I believe, Ray and his tastes. I had a terrible revelation the other day, and I thought of you, and I wanted to preemptively apologize. It doesn't really affect you, because it's me, and you're not me. Turns out I love coconut.
Oh.
I didn't realize I loved coconut, but I love Almond Joy. I love Mounds. I love Zagnut. I get my coffee at once I found out that Dunk had coconut milk instead of creamer. Oh, I get my morning beverage with coconut milk in it, and it's fantastic. So to help balance out the fact that we are, now that we were friends again, now that we can stop being friends, because I love coconut.
I like coconut milk. I have that with my cereal.
Yeah, the coconut milk ice cream. I like, man. Coconut milk ice cream,
and I take that and mix it with, coconut milk and make a milkshake out of it. You know, that's good.
Mm. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah,
liking coconut is fine. Just don't try to foist it on me. Like, I don't.
Oh, no,
like,
I won't try to sneak it in anything I cook or share it with you in any way. I just thought that it was one of those things that I was okay with, but it turns out I really like coconut.
I don't like it when people put, that shredded coconut on cookies and stuff. Don't like that.
No.
It's not always a welcome addition. I just didn't realize I enjoyed so many coconut-themed things.
I had friends from a previous work environment that tried to convince me that I should try this certain brand of coconut water. It tastes nothing like coconut. You should really just try it. I opened the bottle and smelled it and went, "You people are insane. This smells like coconuts."
Yeah. It's water that came out of a coconut. How could it not taste like
coconut? I don't
know.
Unless
you get
they convinced
the Vitacoco kind that add the pineapple. And the pineapple really drowns out the coconut, but you can still taste the coconut.
I'll throw it out there. I can always taste the coconut.
Sure. Just you telling me that story, I was like, I could go for a Vitacoco. I like Vitacoco. That's another coconut thing. Man.
Do you still drink that
weird...
when
people bang coconut shells together to make horse noise.
Yeah, well, that's
drink
fun.
That weird aloe beverage?
Yeah, that's it. I don't drink it very often, but I would revisit it if I found it again.
It was just so thick
and
gross.
Anyway, I believe that this is a thanks as always to Magnify. Situation.
Ian, you got Steam open.
Well, on my way. Whoa. I got too wrapped up in the coconuts, but it is opening.
Oh, if
so I'm a little further ahead. Are either of you opening just one?
I am opening just one, so I can proceed.
Ray.
Because Miles is still in there, so I don't need him. I got a 4-star Rocket and or Groot. Welcome to Earth. Oh, wait. Welcome to the team.
Welcome to the jungle.
We got fun and games.
Got everything
both
you want.
Fun and games? Let's see what I get. I get, you guessed it, the OG X-Force Wolverine.
All right. Let's see what we get here. Do like 5 or 6 things. Kingpin. Nova, there's a purple, Miles Morales, Web Warfare.
Caution, Miles is still in there.
Echo. and the good old Fist of Khonshu. What does that get my Miles to? My Miles is now a 255 Miles. So close.
Ooh, yeah.
Man, for a latest legend, that's unheard of for me. That's craziness.
How are you in charge? Could you favor them and get some shards going?
I don't know that.
255, you're one cover away.
Wait, let me search for Miles and find him again. I have 200 shards currently.
Sweet. He's your new favorite. 200 more and you'll be still not
need
there,
300
but closer.
More, yeah.
Is he any good? I have no idea. He's got he's a 5, though. It's got to be something.
Yeah.
He's got to not be the worst character in this game.
I hear good things. I hear he's fantastic. From very reliable sources.
Thanks, as always, to the OG, then.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network. The Catch Me When You Hear My Lamborghini Go Vroom, 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 Vroom podcast network. The soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named network.com. We work alongside several other podcasts, unrelated, but all lovely, to fill your ears with fantastic podcast options. Soon to be named network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com.
I'm eagerly awaiting Joe's review of the Iron Claw movie.
I'm eagerly awaiting that to come out on a streaming service so I can watch it.
I agree. That's when I want to watch it. Since it hits, you know, like HBO Max or something, I'm on board.
Yeah. But I mean, that was right at like the cusp, like right as I was young enough to enjoy wrestling, but not so old that I needed wrestling. Like that's when I just started back in, you know, the Iron Sheik days and the Hulk Hogan days and the Von Erichs and Ivan Putski and those
Polish Power
back when it was the WWF.
That's right.
So I'm excited to see a movie that is themed about that.
Yeah, give people the Iron Claw. Squeeze their head. I'm squeezing your head, crush, crush.
That's a reference I get. By the way, Aestheticist says that Miles is fantastic and has an asterisk on there. So I don't know if he's being sarcastic or not.
Was I unclear about I heard from a really reliable source that he was fantastic?
Yeah,
but now I want to know what the subnote is that asterisk is on.
Right?
What's the subtext here?
No one knows.
Just a reminder. Next week, no show. Gentlemen, yes. Anything else for the good of the order?
No, I'm going to enjoy my holiday festivities, come back after all of them, and I'll see you guys then.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Are you showing up to New Year's this year, Craig?
I will. I mean, it will be later than you want me to be, and, you know, I'll leave earlier than you want me to. But
right, but again, your ability to breathe is what's hanging in the balance, so that's fine. I understand.
We will make an attempt to decatify the downstairs, and it is hardwood and stuff. But,
it's better down there than your upstairs is not good for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. the downstairs is definitely better, but there generally tends to be a lot of people and a lot of running up and down the stairs and things get kicked up in the air.
Ray Karen
always do make
more...
a good attempt. And usually for D&D days, it was mostly good for, you know, a significant amount of hours back when we played over
at Ray's. I think suppressing the cat hair, Ray and Karen do a wonderful job at that. And I'm not expecting more than 1 to 2.5 hours of your time. So any more than that, I'm excited. Any less than that, I'm a little disappointed.
I'm gonna try shoot for, you know, like, I'll try to get you like 9 to midnight.
Great.
But we'll see how it goes.
That works.
I would appreciate that. Owen would really like to see you.
Yeah.
And if you come later than 9, you probably won't see him.
Yeah, I would like to see him before they disappear off to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he and Jack were active and running. I don't think they ever stopped the entire time.
Yeah, last year they were running around all over the place.
Well, again, to keep yourself awake when you're 8 years old, the energy kicks in extra and you have an unlimited supply. But yeah. I imagine he'll make it past 9. I imagine he'll make it past 10 if he wants to.
Yeah.
Anywho.
What's the night game? Yeah. What's the night football game that night?
Oh. Penn State versus some other team in the Old Miss Bowl?
It's the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
Michigan versus Ohio State in the Champion Bowl? I don't know. I'm sorry. I know nothing about college football other than I've heard of some colleges and... That's it.
Yeah, I just don't remember who's playing.
So you tell me what is the situation? Isn't there some sort of bowl game on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, there will be a couple. I just don't know which ones are which.
Okay, Samurai finally started typing. How is Samurai not giving us the answer already?
I know. Seriously. It's taking too long.
Oh.
Oh my goodness! Pax Vikes? Skull Vikings on. Oh, but Ray hates football.
That's not exactly
true. Usually, college on during the party.
I enjoy watching football. I hate talking about football.
That's fine. I can put it on upstairs if I really want to watch it. Downstairs is for either college bowl games or music or party games. There's no reason for me to subject everybody else to what I want to be watching.
We have a lot of football fans coming. Not that I want to encourage that because, you know, whatever.
Apparently, there are no games.
Because then those other things drop off.
Apparently, there are no games on the 31st. In college world. They are on the 30th and then the 1st.
Okay.
So, yeah, Penn State in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl is on the 30th at noon.
Chick-fil-A bought the Peach Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey, let's end the show.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us in. Comments, suggestions, please shoot them into the mailbag. We want Willie to earn his pension when he finally retires. If it's last minute Christmas gifts, you can still get stuff on Amazon and get it delivered real quick. And you can click on the link on our webpage and buy yourself something. That's it for now. Goodbye. And remember, kids, I'm a mutant now. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.